It is an honor to present our next candidate, Mr. William Winston. He has been working in law enforcement for many years, and now he hopes to become a member of our city council. During his time as part of the police department, he's been working to reduce crime and fight corruption. He's passionate about the work he does, and he thinks this city has a bright future. He's done a lot for our city, but he's a modest man, so he doesn't talk a lot about his accomplishments.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for coming. I'm very hopeful about our city's future. I think we can find creative ways to reach both our short-term and long-term goals, and that we can stay within our budget at the same time. That's what we did in the police department, where in the last 5 years, we've been working to take criminals off the streets, especially the pickpockets and purse snatchers, who are a threat to tourism. We've been able to stick to our budgets while making sure that the police department has the resources it needs to reach its goals. And we've been pretty successful in those efforts. I agree we need to be more careful with spending, but we also need to worry about making our city's quality of life as attractive as possible for the people who live here. We also need a long-term plan to improve the economy of our city. So spending money on making our city parks more beautiful is neither irresponsible nor impractical. Actually, I'm confident that efforts like these will attract more tourists to our city. I hope you will consider voting for me and for the city's future in next week's election.
Thank you to both candidates for those statements. What I really love about this city is that the people who live here are really interested in what's going on. Now, I'm sure you have plenty of questions. The candidates will take a few questions from the audience now before we move to an informal reception upstairs. If you have a question, please step up to the microphone so everyone can hear you. If we don't have time for your question now, remember that the candidates will be available at the reception. And don't forget to vote next week.